Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, so let's reset this here really quickly, because one of Jeff's friends made this suggestion to him last week. And I thought it was outrageous.
He for a bunch of different reasons, but mainly a cleanliness one, he has started peeing sitting down. And he was trying to explain to me the merits of this, why, you know, the various reasons it was a good idea, and you know, asked me to try it for a while, which I did.
What were the merits once again? Because I did spend a goodly amount of time thinking about this over the last couple of days.
The big issue was that he had splash issues that became apparent when he was doing some work in his bathroom.
He had a forceful
stream. Yeah, he had a good work in prostate or whatever it is that fires that out of there.
He just was a bad target. He just hit his target now.
So the water would splash out of the toilet and onto the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what happened?
That's a big splash. I mean, that's a long way to go.
That's just what he's saying.
I don't know how you can miss that hole. I mean, it's pretty standard.
He said he wasn't missing it. He said
it was such a forceful wave.
It would splash.
Right. Tsunami.
Tsunami.
The way I'm built, it's a tsunami every time. Whatever.
So, by the way. So for cleanliness reasons, this stuff getting on the wall. He said once that wall was fixed, his wife made the suggestion. He took it, and now he sits down to make the tinkles.
And I have had some guys come up to me over the last week since Jeff relayed that, because I just think it's outrageous. I mean, it's instinct for men. I mean, when you look at dogs urinate, the female dogs
squat,
and what do the male dogs do?
Lift their leg.
That's we're all mammals. That's what we do. So for a man to sit down to pee is against your nature.
Well, wait a minute. You use dogs as a comparison. What about a cat? Like you go.
Male cats are very feminine.
You dig a hole in the sand.
It doesn't even count. So we get this call from Michelle here at the same time. And basically the gist of this is that she has demanded that her husband sit down to pee, and he's done just that. He wants to make his wife happy.
My husband, when we first got married, he had a few problems of splashing or whatever, and he was always in a rush. I mean, he took time to wash his hands, but he didn't take time to wash the toilet. So, I mean, I've told him he needs to sit down or scrub it. I don't care what he does when he's not at home.
So you have demanded that your husband sit down to pee, and he does it?
Right.
All right, so Chad is a listener of ours and was really upset about this whole thing. And over the next 3 minutes, I'm going to detail for you how he believes what this guy does, sort of just adhering to his wife's policy, is really what's wrong with marriages in general, okay? It's kind of a long way to get there, but I think I see what he's saying, okay?
Okay.
All right, it says, Dear Bert, last week I heard the conversation about Jeff's friends selling him on the advantages of peeing sitting down. Absurd to say the least, but peculiar has never bothered me. But I had the same reaction you did to the woman that called in and said she demands that her husband sits down to pee because he's too messy in the bedroom. Where do I start? I know it's a silly conversation, and this is an even sillier email, but I'm expletive with a P. Really expletive with a P. And past tense. I don't know which is more ridiculous, the woman that thinks it's okay to make an unreasonable demand like this or the coward husband that agrees to it. When did this guy lose his expletive for testicles? When did men lose their, you know, Isn't this whole...
It's really focused at, for somebody who's coming across as very bold and manly, he's really focused a lot on the testes.
Well, I have edited that. I mean, he said the B word. He was very manly in email. Isn't this whole conversation really about control and relationships? So now we've gone from peeing on the toilet to control and relationships. This has zero to do with peeing sitting down and everything to do with what's wrong with half the marriages in this country. Everybody is looking to control their partner. Does anybody really want what's best for the person they so-call love? No. It's about control and getting your way. This guy's got issues in his relationship is what I'm picking up on.
I'm wondering if he's married or not.
He is, and I'll tell you why at the end. Okay. Everybody is just surviving in their marriage by jockeying to get their own way. Lose control and don't lose yourself, married people. It is possible to compromise and still be happy. Half the guys I know can't decide for themselves if they want to pee standing up or not anymore because their wives have nagged at them their entire marriages and the men have just given up. So ladies, don't think of us as things you can train. Think of us as partners, and you might not have to mother us your entire lives. From Chad, and he says not his real name because his wife would kill him if he knew she wrote this. But he was just joking.
Oh, he's not being all bold.
No, he was just, he even writes here. That's just a joke. Yeah. Sort of, he writes. So we've gone from peeing sitting down to control in relationships, and that's really what's wrong.
Do you guys feel mothered in your marriages?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I need it. I'll be totally and completely honest with you.
So you're okay with this control thing?
Now, that's different. I wouldn't say control. I mean, I just... Control and being mother in different areas are two different things. Like, I mean, I can come and go as I please. I make decisions. There are major decisions that Stacey and I will make together for sure. But I don't consider myself controlled, and I don't think that she'd consider herself controlled. I don't know. How about you?
I feel like Stacey controls me. I think we're pretty even. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's things that Jessica does that, you know, kind of controls the way things go. And there's things that I do that control the way things go. But I think it's, I never have any feelings like, God, she's running the show.
I'm uber sensitive to that, man.
Other than paint colors.
Mm. Yeah, which you're not allowed to pick until she gets back.
I made a move yesterday.
Oh, you did?
A little one.
Oh, no.
Just having one cabinet painted.
Okay. All right. That's okay.
I got to be honest with you. I'm scared.
Jessica left and she told him, there's only one thing that you can't do is pick the paint colors for the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff has been walking around the house just so close to going over to Home Depot and picking the paint colors by himself, but he hasn't done it.
God, you would think. You would think if you're out of town, how refreshing it would be to get home and it'd be done.
I did have the.
Don't do it.
I think she missed a huge opportunity. Mm-hmm.
I did the whole garage, and she asked me to send her a picture yesterday, and I didn't.
And you didn't.
No, I told her that the lights didn't work in there. I don't want her. I don't want her to not like it until she gets home.
But Jeff is definitely not controlled.
I said in different areas, it's different.
Like, hey, Collins, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, hi, Bert. Thanks for allowing me the opportunity to share my opinion here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What's up?
Well, first of all, I listen to you guys. I'm from up north, as you can tell from my accent. I'm an African, but I moved here to Atlanta a few years, and I just happened to chance on your radio show one morning, and I've been hooked since. So thank you for making the drive quite tolerable in Atlanta traffic every morning.
Thank you.
Back to my point, I was listening with keen interest when this topic came up. When I first moved to the States, I lived with women, my mother and my sister. We shared one apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time I'll go in and just do my thing, you know, and have, you know, the splash issues. And so they sat me down and said, look, I don't think it's appropriate, you know, for you to be splashing all over the place. And so I, you know, out of respect for them, I did. Guess what they requested.
You really, really are damaging a man's credibility here. Are you telling me that you can't go to the bathroom and control your splash, dude, without sitting down? Come on now.
I can, but sometimes you have to go and you're not paying attention. You lose concentration and you are...
What do you mean lose focus?
See,
have you ever been to the bathroom and you have to go so bad that, you know, you feel like, okay, if you don't get it out in 2-3 seconds,
dude, it doesn't take. I love how you say that sometimes you lose concentration. It takes no focus at all. This is one of the very few things I can do when I'm so hammered I can barely even stand up straight. But I can still at least find a bathroom and pee into the toilet without splashing all over the place.
No, I mean, I think it's something that, you know, even, I mean, disregarding the splash issue, okay, I don't think that, you know, it's out of the ordinary or it's unreasonable. I mean, you do not lose what makes you a man just by compromising with your wife. What happened to, you know, compromise?
This is not compromising. She is asking to do something that is against your nature.
See, the thing is that his email did not, you know, references the fact that, well, then clean up. If you want to stand up and pee.
Agreed.
And you dirty the bathroom, then
right.
Scrub your own urine, because the problem that these women are having is that you won't clean up after yourself and they're having to do it. So I love how guys are like, you know what, she's compromising my manhood. Well, clean up after yourself.
That I can agree with, because they're mathematically, again, there has to be somebody that is the best shot when it comes to that. So there has to be somebody that's the worst shot.
Yeah.
And if you're the worst shot, you got to clean up after yourself.
Clean up
your pee. I agree with.
At what point do you think it will occur to Collins that he's going to have to call his family back in Africa and tell them that he made it onto American media? I was on the radio. And they're going to say, wow, what were you on the radio for? And that's what he's going to have to explain.
The Burt Show.